Hello, everyone. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board, February 25th, 2021. If we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. In attendance today, we have, starting on my left, our secretary, Ms. Jill Leva. We have member Max Carter. I am your chair, Alexandria Malone. To my right, we have Vice Chair Beseda Castro. We have Mr. Earl Barbeau and Mr. Paul Thomas. And we have Jilly here from County Planning. Oh, and Beatrice Martinez, our county liaison.
Is here from planning?
Jilly?
Jilly, hi.
Okay, moving on to public comment. This time is for public comment for items on the agenda if you are not able to stay to speak on that item. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this time? All right, moving forward, if we can get approval for the minutes for our last meeting, February 11th, 2021.
Move to approve.
We have a motion by Mr. Max Carter to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, and moving on to approval for agenda for today, February 25th.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion by Perseida Castro. Do we need a second on approvals? No? Okay, great. A motion to approve the agenda for today. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to informational items. Do we have any informational items? Alrighty. All right, so that.
What if the board has something? What if I have something? Can I do that here?
Thanks.
Right. For informational items?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much, Beatrice. Thank you. So I just want to introduce myself. My name is Briseida Castro. I am now the vice chair of this board, so I do thank you for that. I was unaware of that change or that was going to happen, but I do want to respectfully take it and thank you all for making that decision. I also just overall want to introduce myself more to the board. I'm previously economic justice program lead for the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, so that's a nonprofit organization. And with that being said, I just want to inform all that we have Know Your Rights events. That's every first Saturday, every third Tuesday. Just wanted to let y'all know, along with that, there is an assistance program through the Clark County that's called CHAP, that's the Clark County Housing Assistance Program, if that is needed. Please share information, and if you have any urge to get more involved, I can give you my email, and that's briceidacnv @gmail.com. If you have any questions, and also, I just want to mention, in efforts to save paper, I will now be transitioning to technology to better upkeep. Jill, is that something that we can take care of? Awesome, thank you. So to add to that, also, if we could get the website updated. And I also noticed only the agenda was on the website, not the attachments. So if we could just do that, is that a possibility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. And that's it. And the recordings. I didn't find the recordings on the website neither. So just wanted to ask for that. And
they're on there.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I couldn't. Is it on the actual Clark County Sunrise Manor?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's
awesome.
The only website for Sunrise Manor.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And that wraps it up. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, moving on to the planning and zoning portion for action on March 17th. Application VS210042 A&M Structuring 6 LLC and Avendano's Property Development. Vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Monroe Avenue located between Morning Sun Way and Radwick Drive within Sunrise Manor. the applicant present. Name and address for the record, please.
Hi, good evening. Dave Turner with Boffman and Turner, 1210 Henson Street, representing the applicant. What we're asking for with this application is the vacation of a driveway dedication that was done on a previous project. It was never vacated previously. We've come back now and we're doing a 4-lot parcel map, and so we need to have that vacated order. This area right here. There used to be a cul-de-sac up through here. So there's a reversionary map done a while back that reverted this back to acreage, but it did not get rid of that driveway dedication.
All right, thank you so much. Now it's time for a public comment on this matter. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Yes, could I have your name and address for the record? And then please address all questions to the board.
Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Portnoff, P-O-R-T-N-O-F-F, 1335 Redwick Drive. I understand the vacation. I have a question. What will be the driveway, or are they all going to be independent lots?
They're independent lots. All the driveways will come out from Morning Sunway.
Just real quick, one moment, please.
That's fine. I was just going to make the point when you were done that all the questions should come to the board.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. No problem at all.
That answers my question.
Mm-hmm.
That was quick and easy.
Okay, thank you. Were there any other questions? All right, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
Sorry, can you just clarify? You said it was never vacated previously?
Yes, that's correct.
So what does that mean?
That means that it was dedicated but never vacated. In other words, it still shows up as dedication.
Where?
Yeah.
Can you just simplify that, please?
Pardon?
Simplify that? Dedicated on the map?
It was dedicated on the previous map that
gotcha.
Was recorded.
Okay.
Right? There was previously a 8-lot subdivision with the cul-de-sac here, and this was the entrance to that
gotcha.
Subdivision. When they reverted this back to acreage, they did not vacate that at the time.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing.
Awesome.
It's a cleanup item, really. So.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions?
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. Seconded. All right. All those in favor to approve per staff recommendation?
Aye.
So much. And moving on to the next item. All right. Same for action March 17th application WS210041 A&M Structuring 6 LLC and Avendano's Property Development Inc. Waiver of development standards for full off-site improvements, partial paving, curb, gutter, sidewalk, and street lights in conjunction with a minor subdivision parcel map in on 4.4 acres in an RE residential rural estates residential zone, generally located on the north side of Monroe Avenue and the east side of Morningside Way within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
David Turner with Boffman and Turner, 1210 Henson Street, representing the applicant. This is in conjunction with the same project. That's a 4-lot parcel map. What we're asking for is a waiver of full offsites on Morningside Way and Monroe Avenue. There are no improvements on the other side of the road. Pavement is already existing out there. Pavement's existing here as well. Staff is recommending approval, and we ask for your approval as well.
All right, thank you so much. Were there any, moving on to questions and comments from the public, or is there anyone who would like to be heard? Yes, sir.
Oh, no,
I'm
sorry.
You already have Stephen Portnoff, 1335 Redwood Drive. Could you ask for me if there's a reason why we want to devalue the neighborhood with brand new housing by not putting in curb, gutter, and street lamps, which exist on the abutting pieces, not adjacent across the street, as this, as the gentleman said, but the abutting pieces to the south and to the north?
Sure, absolutely. All right, are there any other comments or questions from the public? All right, so, can you explain why you are needing the waiver a little bit more, please?
Well, for starters, there is no improvements to the north of us here. There's existing paving here. There are no improvements along this stretch at all. There are some improvements across the way here. But the county's going to be coming down through Monroe and doing a large project, a storm drain project, that's going to tear all those improvements out in the near future anyway. Staff saw the merit of the application, and that's why we're asking for it. Yeah.
All right, does that answer your question?
I'm sorry, is this strictly on Monroe or on Morning Sun?
Are the development standards strictly on Monroe?
Yeah, this is Morning Sun here, and this is Monroe here. The storm drain is going to be coming down Monroe. Morning Sun is paved already. There's no curb gutter sidewalk on either side of the street there. So there is some curb and gutter over here, but there are going to be coming down through here and tearing this road up in the near future. And it's a rural area. Mm-hmm. There is some curb and gutter here, but it's a rural reservation.
Sure. So it's the part that's fronting each.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Morning Sun is okay. Anyway, south of this, on the south side of Monroe, it is all curb and gutter down for all that acreage. On Radwick, the budding street to the north, it's all curb and gutter. And he's right, there's a blank parcel north of him. And then we have Owens, there's all curb and gutter with all the houses there. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why we're still in Clark County after all these decades, still hodgepodging with sawtooth developments, because what happens is it rains or we drive off the streets and all the gravel and everything else comes up. And if it's worth anything, we have a high school a block away from this with a lot of foot traffic. So if you could get some answers that way.
So I think,
other than this being a problem, really of a pocketbook problem, meaning it's cost money to put in curb and gutter. But then we don't live in rural Clark County anymore when I moved here 48 years ago.
Gotcha. So I think you had mentioned, just to answer your question, sir, I think you had mentioned that they're going to be that the county is going to be doing a project that would remove any of the existing offsites. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you
hear that? This is a rural neighborhood preservation area. There are very spotty improvements at best. This is really the only parcel that has some improvements. There's nothing down this direction here. There's nothing on this side. If you ask for the improvements, these parcels here, they're already developed. They're never gonna put in their improvements. There's no reason for them to do it. The county doesn't have anything they can get them for those improvements as well.
Sure. Those neighbors don't want it either, Dave.
Oh, exactly.
Sure.
Can we come to the format and come to the...
Yeah, absolutely. So I think he answered your question that there's upcoming projects that would remove any of those. Okay, perfect. Okay, great. So are there any other questions or comments for the public? Okay, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
I have some questions and comments. Sorry, you can go ahead and ask them.
Well, in questions and comments, first comments is that yes, and I live up in this area. The curb and gutter was put in because they changed the zoning off of the RE. So they allowed higher density, and when they allowed the higher density, it broke the rural preservation. The rural preservation has typically not had curbs, gutters, and streetlights. Second tone for that is if we look here, the preliminary staff conditions require a restrictive covenant so that when the county does decide to force that area to put curbs, gutters, and streetlights in, they are required under the deeds to put those curbs, gutters, and to pay their portion for the frontage on it when they do the whole area. So just that was an FYI. So it's not letting the owners get away with it, it's letting it be done.
That's correct. The restrictive covenant gets reported at the reporter's office, and just attached to the deed. So if they were to sell later on and a new owner comes in and the county's like, oh, we're going to go ahead and approve the street, then the homeowner has to pay a portion of the improvement.
And we're seeing that happen over on the state streets now, and it's being spotty on how it's done, where the people are having to pay to have the curbs, gutters, and streetlights put in. So it's a process where the whole community has to do it as one, instead of forcing one person to do it on their little piece of frontage. It's all or nothing. So that's just a little clarification.
Okay, that's good.
And that's pretty cool.
All right, sounds great. Mercedes, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I just have two questions, and I'm so sorry, what's your name?
David Turner.
Thank you so much, David. Let me just note that I just want to properly address you. David, or Mr. Turner?
Call me David, that's fine.
Thank you David. I only had two questions. One of them was, does the county foresee any improvements being done in this area in the future?
No, okay. Like I had mentioned, a lot of these homeowners, a lot of these lots are already developed, and there's really no mechanism for them for the county to tell them they have to put those improvements in.
Makes sense.
And I think a lot of these were done a while back, and they probably didn't have deed restrictions signed for those properties as well, so I agree that at some point in time, if they decide to put the improvements in, they need to do it in the entire area at one time.
Yeah, and to follow up with that question, David, what are the procedures, or is there anything in place through the county that kind of sets up that process of, this is what needs to get done, this is who needs to get contacted, so that everyone does it all at once?
No, there's really not. I mean, we will be signing deed restrictions, as you mentioned, for future improvements. So when the county decides they do want those improvements in, the county might have to pay to have the improvements put on the other side of the street, but we would be responsible for ours.
What about, okay, so with the whole deed restrictions, I just want to make sure I get that clarified. Is that already in place, or that's going to be?
No, we need to sign that in order for us to get our map recorded. We'll have to have signed deed restrictions. Those will be recorded against the property.
Okay, gotcha, perfect, thank you. And planning, is that something that we could possibly work with not Sunrise Manor, but maybe that's a good start to be able to develop standards of with Title 30, Beatrice, is that something that we could possibly do to develop kind of an SOP of dividing that work?
So that feedback should go to the stakeholders meeting when you go through the comments when they ask from board members. That's good.
When's the next meeting?
I don't know. It's on the website. Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And all right, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, any other questions or comments?
I move to approve with staff conditions, with all staff conditions,
right,
which includes that covenant.
Okay, great. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the application per staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. All right, now we move on to general business. It looks like we have a point on here to review the Sunrise Manor TAP bylaws. Beatrice?
Did you all look at the link that has provided us?
Yes.
Oh,
I opened it up.
That's what that is.
Yep.
Okay. Every 2 years, you just review it. They didn't have any changes. They usually will attach it there, then for all of the town boards at the training. Just so you know, there wasn't any this year. Usually the only time they really have any changes is when the legislature changes, and then we have to make those changes for a town board. But there are no changes in the past.
Okay. Awesome. Any other business? Okay.
I just have some quick comments
sure.
for that. I just want to kind of go over it and just read it out loud, kind of what those articles mean for for those who didn't check it out. You know, we're just being completely honest here. So Article 1 is just overall when the Sunrise Manor Town started, which was August 17th, 1973. Again, this can be found online. Article 2 is the purpose. Article 3 is the members' responsibility and roles. Article 4 is the officers, so just like the members and the table. Article 5 is meetings and the regulations, and Article 6 is voting and how the chair works and how a motion needs to have a second before the motion may be put to a vote as provided for an example above. So that I was just reading that clearly from the things that can be found online. And yeah, I think if anything, if I could change anything to this, which I can bring to the meeting next, whenever that is just the way of kind of the process of that. I feel like I was just very surprised to find out that I was the vice chair. So maybe just a little bit more formal, maybe like an email. That's the only thing I would change. And then maybe setting up to where it is capable of calling in for the safety of just everyone.
So that doesn't require the bylaws, so those changes should have been submitted. So we can bring that agenda item back if you want, but we have to go through the district attorney to make those changes because these bylaws are across the board and all town boards. The call-in number, does it need to be on the bylaws?
Oh, okay.
And that has been since the pandemic started. I've had people in other town boards that have called in the entire pandemic, the entire year.
Yeah.
So that doesn't need to necessarily.
Okay, perfect.
And we got that interpretation from the DA already.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I guess I would like to opt in into the calling in option if that's available.
You just call us or text us and we'll put
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just call you, Jill, next time. Perfect. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Would you like to bring back the bylaws or are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. That was my only concern. I'm good to go. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to comments by the general public. For possible action, that's right. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve the Sunrise Manor TAP bylaws. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Alrighty. Now moving on to comments from the general public. Seeing none, our next meeting date is March 11th, 2021. And we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.